This is the Daily Refill, a project of Alatea.org. These are the stories you need to start your day.
This is Father Patrick Mary Briscoe, the editor-in-chief of Alatea.org, and today I want to tell you about the great Saint Athanasius. Athanasius was really an extraordinary saint. He lived in the years 295 to 373. So he's part of that group of thinkers that we call broadly the church fathers, the great theologians, the great early theologians. And Athanasius was famous in particular for his defense of the divinity of Jesus. Now, sometimes in our day, it can be frustrating because we get focused on controversies in the church. And right now, many of those are surrounding aspects of the moral life. But in St. Athanasius' day, the hottest topics, the biggest theological questions weren't pertaining to Christian morality, but they were pertaining to the identity of the Lord himself, the identity of Jesus himself. Athanasius was born in Alexandria, in Egypt. As a young priest, he accompanied St. Alexander, the Bishop of Alexandria, to the Council of Nicaea. He eventually succeeded Alexander as Bishop of Alexandria. At the council at Nicaea, Athanasius was an outspoken opponent of the Arian heresy. Arianism denied the divinity of Jesus, the eternal divinity of Jesus. Arius insisted that Jesus was a creature, that the Word was made rather than being co-eternal with the Father. Athanasius suffered greatly for his defense of the divine nature of Christ. He dedicated his life to teaching the faith in his preaching. His writings focused on the teaching about the incarnation, which he believed revealed the extent of God's love for humanity. As Athanasius insisted, what is not assumed is not redeemed. St. Athanasius died on the night of May 3rd, 373, after serving as bishop for 46 years. He was declared a doctor of the church in 1568, and he's one of the four great saints depicted at the altar of the chair in St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. The biography of St. Anthony the Abbot, who is also known as St. Anthony of Egypt, is the best-known work by St. Athanasius. Considered by some scholars to be the most widely read book of the Middle Ages, the biography of Anthony the Abbot written by Athanasius inspired countless men and women to dedicate themselves to God as monks and nuns. St. Athanasius tells us, God the Word, by his union with humanity, restored to fallen humanity the image of God in which it was created.
Coming up, we have news and an inspirational story. But if you'd like to read more about today's feast, reflect on the daily Mass readings, and learn new ways to pray, visit alatea.org, where you can also sign up for our newsletter. That's alatea.org.
Father Mike Schmitz has caused a bit of a buzz online. The popular priest is best known for hosting the Bible in a Year podcast. A recent video reveals more about tattoos in Christianity and also Father Schmitz's very own inking. Tattoos have become increasingly popular in recent years, but they've left Catholics in a bit of a quandary. After all, the Old Testament says in Leviticus, do not lacerate your bodies for the dead and do not tattoo yourselves. However, in his most recent video on YouTube, Father Mike Schmitz talks about tattoos, his recent decision to get one, and then reveals the tattoo to his viewers. Are you confused? Well, the priest explains in more detail how the purpose and circumstances behind getting a tattoo are paramount to whether they're a good idea or not. As he states, if they're crude or lewd or a way of desecrating yourself or consecrating yourself to something other than God, then they're not okay. But then the priest introduces us to his own fascinating tattoo story. First, the popular priest gives us a key tip as to whether you really want that design. He suggests literally wearing it for a year on a t-shirt to see whether you tire of it. Then he speaks about his experience of getting one in the old city of Jerusalem. According to Father Mike, the tattoo parlor he visited, called the Razuk Tattoo Shop, is the oldest in the world, having opened its doors 5 centuries ago when the family arrived in the Holy Land on pilgrimage. The family has offered tattoos to Christians for 29 generations.
Stick around because we have an inspirational story to share. You can discover today's top Catholic news stories and rich, insightful commentary composed by leading Catholic journalists at alatea.org. Or download the Alatea app to your smartphone or tablet. available on Apple and Android devices.
A little sister of the poor who died at the age of 102 as a heroine of D-Day. The quiet religious sister was an American soldier during the Second World War and participated in the 1944 Normandy landings. The daily life of the Little Sisters of the poor among the poor, as their foundress Jeanne Jougan used to say, is focused on serving others, all with the greatest discretion. And these are not just words. If proof were needed, this message that Father Laurent Berto of the Diocese of Bayeux posted on Twitter will show us. Indeed, on Monday, April 4th, the funeral of a 102-year-old little sister of the poor took place in Cannes, in France, in the community's chapel. What a surprise it was for the few faithful present to discover the coffin covered with the American flag. The congregation boasted three American soldiers who had come from their base in Belgium, especially for the occasion. This is how we learn that the discreet little sister, Sister Marie-Joseph of the Assumption, who has lived in France since the 1950s and carried out her mission in various French and Belgian communities, was in fact an American and a soldier. Born in 1920 in Hamilton, Ohio, Mary Ohm, as she was known before entering religious life, enlisted in the American Army during the Second World War. She worked in communications. As such, she participated in the Normandy landings in 1944. She made it as far as Paris, marching on the Champs-Élysées. It was during this time in France that young Mary discovered the Little Sisters of the Poor and was particularly impressed by their kindness and devotion. She was moved by the way they cared for refugees and the wounded. So upon her return to America, she decided to apply. She began her novitiate in Detroit, in Michigan, in 1950. She took her temporary vows in 1952 and obtained permission to go to France. She then made her solemn vows in Paris in 1957. Since then, Little Sister Marie-Joseph had been at the service of the very poor. She served in France and in Belgium before arriving in Cannes in 2018 and blowing out the candles of her 100-year birthday in 2020. She died peacefully on April 1st. Only after her death was her heroism revealed.
Visit Alatea for inspiring Catholic news, spirituality, and lifestyle content. Keep up to date with the latest stories by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To receive Alatea straight to your inbox each day, sign up for our daily newsletter by visiting Alatea, Aletea.org.
This show is a production of the Spoke Street Media Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, visit SpokeStreet.com.